This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Halftime, 14-10, Iowa with the lead over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We're delighted to be joined, as we are each and every halftime, by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Hank, great to see you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for this year?
So many things, Greg. You know, I've been here as president for almost 8 months now, and I'm really thankful for the students, the faculty, and the staff at the University of Nebraska, and for the people of Nebraska. It really hasn't taken very long for Nebraska to feel like home. People across the university and the state have welcomed me, Susie, and the kids as though we were family, and I just feel really fortunate for that.
Well, it's great to have you here. This is our last regular season game of the year. Let's look back a little bit. How would you recap what's happened in your 8 months?
Well, as I think about the highlights of this past year, I have a, it's not a Letterman's top 10, it's a top five because it's a short program. The first area is Husker athletics. From our football players and coaches, you know, they're working so hard, and I've been impressed with the heart they've shown. They've never quit, both through tough times and during the high points, like the recent wins against Michigan State and Rutgers. And you know, hopefully today is another high point. But no matter what, I hope Nebraskans will continue to support our student athletes. And then the women's volleyball team has also been doing an outstanding job, sweeping Illinois. I watched that game on Wednesday night, and wow, how good are they? I'll be cheering them on against Penn State tomorrow, and I know so many other Nebraskans will. And speaking of standout performances, I have to mention the Cornhusker Marching Band. They truly are the pride of all Nebraska.
A little Star Wars theme halftime show going on right now. All right, let's talk about some other areas in your top five list.
So, I'm absolutely convinced that University of Nebraska can lead the way in many important areas, such as academic medicine and health. The Med Center is on the cutting edge of technology and medicine. They're in the process of rolling out IXL. It's a high-tech training center that will use virtual reality to absolutely transform healthcare education. The Med Center is also doing really important work in cancer research and care with the Buffett Cancer Center, and they're continuing to expand their leadership role in preparing our country for dealing with infectious disease outbreaks like Ebola.
UNMC has really done a great job partnering with hospitals and academic institutions across this country on Ebola training and education as well.
Absolutely, which really brings me to my third highlight of the year, and that's partnerships, particularly partnerships with University of Nebraska friends and supporters. UNL recently received two large gifts that will make a huge impact on students. One was a $30 million gift from the Clifton Foundation and Gallup to establish the Don Clifton Strengths Institute at the College of Business Administration. The other was a $20 million gift from the Carson Foundation to create the Johnny Carson Center of Emerging Media Arts at the College of Fine and Performing Arts. These partnerships will absolutely help create a successful future for the University of Nebraska. The university also just announced a fundraising campaign to raise $200 million over the next 2 years to support NU students. This includes scholarships that will make their education much more affordable.
That should put the university in a great spot, I would think, to attract and keep students.
Absolutely. So making college more affordable is really going to help Nebraska, which brings me to my fourth highlight, and that's the role that the University of Nebraska is playing in economic development. We're driving innovation for the state, helping build the talent pipeline, and supporting entrepreneurship. All of this has a positive impact on Nebraska's prosperity. In fact, Nebraska was recently named one of the top 10 best states for business climate. We contribute to this by initiatives like our Tech Transfer, which brings faculty discoveries to the marketplace, by educating Nebraska's workforce, and through public-private partnerships like the kind you'll find at the Nebraska Innovation Campus.
Visiting with Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime. Let's talk research a little bit. That's one of the things the university is known for.
So research is my fifth and final best-of area. We have a tremendous opportunity to advance national security by partnering with U.S. Stratcom on research that combats weapons of mass destruction. This is happening today at the National Strategic Research Institute. The University of Nebraska is also investing in collaborative research. We just launched the Food for Health Initiative, which brings faculty together to address critical health issues related to food. They'll be looking for new ways to collaborate in order to find solutions for this major challenge. And then lastly, UNL has received major research grants in key areas. One of these areas is studying nutrition and obesity at the molecular level in order to help prevent obesity-related diseases. This fits perfectly with the Food for Health theme I just mentioned. Another research area deals with planning for drought and mitigating its effects. drought has a huge impact on agriculture, which is an important part of Nebraska's economy, and on our food supply, which strikes very, very close to home.
Very fitting. And we end on a food topic after what we've all been through the last 24 hours. Well, it's great to have you here again as a part of the university, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and happy holidays.
Thanks so much. And let me just say how much I enjoy listening to you and Matt.
Thank you.
Give the highlights of the games. You guys are really good, and real credit to our university.
Let's hope we have some more here in the second half.
Let's go. Go Big Red.
Hank Downs, Nebraska president here at halftime. 14-10, Hawkeyes with the lead. More halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.